Hi, Dr. Alex Lloyd here, and we are ready to begin reverse hypnosis. I would say a simple prayer from your heart, especially about going through this process, and especially if there's any particular issue that you're seeking healing or a deeper awareness than you've had before. Please get in a quiet, comfortable, and safe place. As we go through the process, I would recommend, of course, relaxing, closing your eyes, and taking slow, deep breaths from your stomach or diaphragm. We are ready to begin. You're in a dark place. Completely dark. So dark you can put your hand up in front of your eyes and you can't see your hand. You're not sure how you got here. It's almost like you're waking up from a long, hard sleep and you're still a little bit groggy. But you have, as you're coming more and more awake, you have an awareness that you've been here for some time. Maybe you would even say you feel stuck here. There's no sound that you can hear, no light. Maybe it's a little damp feeling, almost like you're in a basement. The floor is cold and hard, maybe like concrete. And you stand up and you start to take very slow, careful steps in any direction as you're trying to find a door or a light, a person, some way to communicate, some information about how to get out of here, how to get unstuck. So you're walking very carefully with your hands out front so that you don't walk into anything. Maybe in some areas you touch a wall and it has a cold, rough feeling, maybe like concrete blocks, or maybe in some areas there's even a wetness or a moisture there that you don't really want to touch because it may not be clean. Maybe in some places you smell more things than in others, a dampness, a mold, a mildew kind of smell. But you keep walking because the alternative is just to stay stuck on the floor. So feel what it's like in this place. And how you feel being stuck and not knowing exactly where you are, how you got here, or how to get out. What do you think in that situation? And as you're continuing to explore and walk around looking for anything that might give you a clue as to how you got here, why you're here, how to get out, you all of a sudden, way, way in the distance, after you've been exploring around this place for you don't know how long, hours, days, weeks, and maybe going back to sleep on the floor, waking back up, exploring more. But all of a sudden, you see what looks like it might be a faint light way off in the distance. So you begin walking toward it carefully so you don't trip over anything, with your arms out front, moving from side to side so that you don't bump into anything. And at least now you feel a little bit of hope in your heart that maybe, possibly, I might get out of this place. Maybe I might get unstuck. And as you continue to walk, the light, it is a light. And the closer you get, the brighter it gets. And it's taking you a long time. You're walking a long way toward this light. Maybe you've walked for 20, 30 minutes and you're still not there yet. As you get closer, you start to notice that this is not a normal light, and you really can't even define in words what that means, but it sparkles. It's almost like the light is alive. Not just a normal light, but it is a life force. It is a being of some kind. It moves and has different colors in it and shapes and seems to be alive. And you have a thought that maybe you should be afraid of this, that maybe this is something that would threaten you, but you have a couple of thoughts about that. One is the only alternative is to stay stuck. And the other one is that when you look at the light, you don't feel afraid. You feel drawn. You can't even describe it, but it's almost like something in your heart and mind that wants this, that maybe this is that miracle thing in your life you've been looking for, that once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing, that spiritual, almost miraculous thing. So you find yourself not slowing down or hesitating, but speeding up. And as you get closer, you see that the light is coming down. It's coming out of what could only be described in words as maybe a stairwell type of thing, but not a normal stairwell like just in a plain house, but it's coming down. And you continue to walk and get closer. And the closer you get to the light, the better you feel, the better your body feels, the lighter you feel, an energized feeling in your body. If you had pains, they seem to be getting better. And you feel a hope and a happiness and peace the closer you get. And you keep walking toward the light. And finally, you arrive at what could only be described as kind of a stairwell, but not like a physical house stairwell. It's not like anything you've ever seen before, but there are steps there. And so you kind of step into that space at the bottom of the steps. And now all of a sudden the light is just flooding you. Just permeating, like it's going straight into your heart, straight into your brain, straight into your stomach. The skin and bones of your body do not stop it. It saturates you to the core of your being, to the marrow of your bone, body, mind, and spirit. And you turn and look up the stairs, and what you see is absolutely astounding and miraculous to you, and not like anything you've ever seen before, like something from heaven or Eden or some place not of this world, some miraculous spiritual thing is the only word that comes to you. But it is alive. And at the top of the stairs, you see where the light has been coming from. And it is a being of light and love. And the light is love, and the love is light. And there's 20 steps in front of you because you counted them. Going up to this being of light and love at the top of the steps. The steps are golden. You can clearly see them, even to the point of counting them, but they do not really look like physical steps. They're gold, but they're like a translucent gold that glows, and you can see through it, and it's alive, and it's beautiful, and there's like jewels all over the steps. But the jewels are also nothing like any jewels you've ever seen. They're made of light and translucent and moving constantly and glowing and sparkling. And the being of light says to you, and maybe it's an audible voice that you can hear with your ears. Maybe it is to your mind. Maybe it is to your heart. But the being of light communicates to you. You are welcome to come up. I've been waiting for you. You are welcome. You are safe. You are loved. I love you. And so you start, you take the first step up the steps, and you're feeling in your heart a love and a peace and a joy that you have never felt, never come close to feeling. Your mind is whirring with a thousand questions and possibilities. But your heart tells you, just take the next step in faith and go to this miraculous, all-powerful being that loves you and will protect you, will heal you, will take care of you. And so you take the second step and the third. And that with every step you take, you feel the love and the joy and the peace and the happiness and the pain going away in your body and the hope in your heart increasing exponentially with every step you take. Step number 7, 8, 9. And you realize that you are fixed totally on what appears to be the eyes of the being of light that glow a blue color that you have never seen. And it is mesmerizing, like looking straight in to your soul, your heart, knowing everything about you that you've ever done or not done, and loving you 100% unconditionally, even knowing everything about you. And you continue to walk up with your eyes fixed on the light. Step number 13, number 14, number 15. And you are thinking, is this a dream? This can't be happening. I felt so lost just not long ago and stuck and in this terrible place, wondering, why am I here? I must have done something to deserve to be here, or I must not have done something that made me deserve to be stuck or in this terrible place. Is this really happening? And then you realize it absolutely is. This is not a dream. Step number 16, number 17, and 18. And you realize with every step you take, your consciousness, your mind is expanding, and you're going to a higher and higher level of consciousness and of understanding what is really important and what's not, and what is most valuable and precious to you and what's not. And you totally know now that material things just don't matter that much. Even health doesn't matter that much. That love and people that you love and that love you, that is what matters. Step number 18, number 19, and you stop at number 19. And the last step is in front of you. And just something just tells you that before you take this last step, you need to be sure you have permission. You need to be sure that you are invited and welcome to go up higher into the light. And the light that is love and is God knows exactly what you're thinking and says to you, "You are more than welcome to come to me. I love you. I have always loved you. I will always love you. I will protect you. I will heal you. I will take care of you. I have been waiting for you. Please take the last step and come to me." And with the feeling of happiness and joy in your heart that you have never felt before, you take the 20th step and are embraced by the light, embraced by pure, miraculous love, the source of all love, by God. And what you feel now is beyond euphoria. It is beyond enlightenment. It is miraculous. It is what can only come from God and the source of all light and all love. And it seems like hours that you stand there being embraced and embracing God and light and love. And somehow you know nothing will ever be the same, and I am now okay in a way I have never been okay before. I thought I could buy being okay. I thought I could earn being okay. But now I am okay being loved and taken care of by light and love and God. And after some period of time, you have no idea how long, the light tells you that now that you have gotten to this place, you have three choices, a choice of three things. And the light takes you to the first window. And you can go to this life, just the way you are. And you look out the window, and to be completely honest, it doesn't look all that great. And the light says, "This is what you're prepared for right now, with all of the fear and regret and guilt and shame and unforgiveness that you're carrying. You don't have to stay in that stale, stagnant, stuck basement place anymore. But this is what you would be prepared for, carrying all that stuff." Then the light takes you to another window. If you will unburden yourself from the fear, from the darkness, from the falsehood that you're carrying, then you will be prepared to go to this world. And you look out the window and it looks wonderful. Almost like a world that you're used to, but without the problems, without mosquitoes biting you, without getting too hot and cold, without having to work hard to earn every single thing, a wonderful, beautiful, place of peace and safety. And you think, ah, that would be great. And then the light takes you to a third window and said, if you will unburden yourself from fear, falsehood, and darkness, and let me go with you, you can go to this place. And it is just beyond imagination. Beautiful. Wonderful. Nothing negative. No pain, no suffering, only good. And so you ask the light, maybe in audible words, maybe just in thinking, because the light knows all of your thoughts. Well, how do I get unburdened? How do I choose? And the light says, by letting me take you back through your life and finding the fear, falsehood, and darkness, and then letting it come to me, letting me deal with it once and for all, take it from you so that you will be full of light and love and truth only. And then if you choose to also be with me and allow me to go with you wherever you go from now on. And the light tells you you can make that decision later. The decision right now is whether you're willing to go back through your life with the light, with love, with God, and deal with the fear, the falsehood, and the darkness. So that is your choice. So right now, think about it. Pray about it. You don't have a time limit. You can take as long as you want. But your decision is whether to go back through your life with the light, love, and God or not. What's your choice?